something from the Brisker Rav on the Gav Tisha B'Av, very, very nice shikl. You know, there's a machlekes at the end of Maseches Tanyas by Suda Mafsekes. You know, Meikar Adin, although it's the minhag of Ashkenazim, that we stop eating meat from Rosh Chodesh Av, and among Sfardim, Shavua Shechal by Tisha B'Av, the week of Tisha B'Av, and this year there is no Shavua Shechal by because Tisha B'Av is Sunday. But that is only a chumrah. That is a later minhag. That is not the din of the. That's not the din of the Gemara. The din of the Gemara, the din of the Mishnah is that the isser of basar v'yayin is only at the time of the suda mafsekes. Meaning you can have basar v'yayin until the suda mafsekes. And this year there is no suda mafsekes, but in a normal case there's a special suda mafsekes, and the suda mafsekes, right? So you don't have two cooked foods. You can eat one baked food and one cooked food, so you have usually bread and a hard-boiled egg. And there is an Yisr Drabanan, of course it's Drabanan, of Basor V'yayin. Okay, so the Mishnah goes on and says, Lo Yaychal Basor, Lo Yishta Yayin. And then it mentions, Lo Yirchaitz, you're not allowed to be Rochaitz. Which is also interesting. We're Machmir with Rechitza. Rechitza Skolagov, we're Machmir all the way back from the 9 days, but here it says Rechitzas Kol Aguf, taking a bath is only usher by the Suda Mafsekes. Until the Suda Mafsekes, it would be mutter. But then there's a Das Yachid, Rabbi Yishmael v'Rav Yaisi. Rabbi Yishmael v'Rav Yaisi says, Kol Zaman Shemutcher Lechol, as long as you're allowed to eat, meaning before the fast, as long as you're before the fast, mutter lirchas. So there seems to be a machlokes, again, it's not okay arminot, but there seems to be a machlokes tanoim. Is there an isser of washing, of bathing, at the time of the Suda Mafsekes? Tanakama says there is an isser, and Rav Yishmael Rav Yaisi says there is no isser. Now, which would appear that if you have a stam mishnah followed by an individual mandiyamar, you normally treat that as a yochid karabim, halacha karabim, so it would appear that putting aside Arminah, which is a separate thing, but at least Medina de Gemara, there should be an Isser Rechitza at the time of Suda Hamavsekis. The problem is that the Rif, who does not bring all of our chumras regarding the 9 days, the Rif is just following the din of the Mishnah, does not bring an Isser Rechitza. The Rif just brings, it's usher to eat basar, drink yayin, it is usher to have Shnei Tavshilin. The Rif does not bring an Isser Rechitza. The Ramban, right? The Ramban wrote a major sefer on Hilchos Avelos, including Tisha B'Av and the like. This is called Tairas Sa'adam. Tairas Sa'adam, very, very important sefer of the Ramban, is a very complete. It talks about Avelos, it talks about the laws of Tainus, Tisha B'Av, and it even has Shar HaGemul, which is printed off in the B'nai Atzma, which talks about Olam Haba and Gehenim and the like. And the Tairas Sa'adam is the main makor for Hilchos Avelos in the Torah, and then in the Shulchan Aruch. So the Tairas Adam asks on the Rif, why does the Rif paskin like Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yaisi, that's a Das Yachid? The Rif should paskin like the Tanakama, because that's a Stam Mishnah, halachic Stam, and we normally assume that a Stam Mishnah represents the Hachra of the Chachamim, where it's Yachid the Rabbim. And that's why the Ramban himself is Masik, that Avada, there is an Isser Rechitza. As they say, it's not Nogei us so much, because we already have those Isurim from Rosh Chodesh, but Meikar Adin, the Isser Rechitza should start from Suda Mafsekes. Right? This is the Ramban Kasha on the Rif. So the Brisker Rav gives a very, very gevaldige teretz. We have another machlokes in the Mishnah about Kfiyas Hamita. The Mishnah says, Rav Yehuda Mechayev B'Kfiyas Hamita V'loi Haidu Lo Chachamim. Now we know that one of the dinim of an Ovel, right, one of the dinim, which is not Noyeg today because we're not sure how to do it, one of the things a person in Avelus has to do is called Kfiyas Hamita. Kfiyas Hamita means turning the bed, not only a bed though, it's a couch, turning the couch or the bed upside down. And the Avel sits on an overturned chair or sleeps on an overturned bed. This is called Kfiyas Hamita. Arminig is the Avel sits on a low bench. It's not really the same, but Rishonim give different reasons why we're not Noyeg Kfiyas Hamita. But there's a machlekes, is there a din of Kfiyas Hamita? Rav Yehuda's Mechayev, the Chachamim Paitur. Now, the Mishnah is a little ambiguous. Is this a machlokas about Tisha B'Av proper? Or this comes right after the Suda Mafsekas, or is this a discussion about Suda Mafsekas? What is this a machlokas about? So the Briska Rav brings from a Yerushalmi that the Yerushalmi clearly learns that the machlokas by Kfiya Samita is not a machlokas on Tisha B'Av Gufa. Tisha B'Av Gufa, where you're an Avel, for sure you have to be Kaifa Mita. But this is a machlokas by Suda Mafsekas. Okay, that's fine. And what's the svara of the machlokas? So the Yerushalmi says the following. At the time of the Suda Mafsekas, you have a din of Mesai Mutal Lefanav. What does that mean? That we know that in normal mourning there are two madregas. From the time that somebody dies, you have a din called Onen. An Onen, for example, is Patur Min HaMitzvos, etc. An Onen is Asur B'Basur V'Yayin. And then when there's burial, you become an Avel. So Zakti Yerushalmi, the Suda Mafsekes, you have a din of Aninus. And that's why you're Asur B'Basur V'Yayin. And an Onen is not Mechuyev in Kfiya Samita. And that is why the Chachamim say you're not Mechuyev in Kfiya Samita on Erev Tisha B'Av B'Shas Suda Mafsekes, because you have a din of an Onen. So now, based on this, the Briska Rav wants to say the following. In the machlokes of Kfiya Samita, we certainly paskin you're not chayev in Kfiya Samita, because that is the Chachamim, right? The Chachamim say you're not chayev, and only Rav Yehuda is machayev b'kfiya. So on that machlokes, we would certainly be machriya like the Rabbim, that you're not chayev. If you're not chayev in Kfiya Samita, what's the svara? The Yerushalmi says you're an einein. Okay, so may high time of gufa, you'll be mutter berechitza. In other words, basically the Briska Rav wants to say that even though in the particular machlokas of rechitza, the Das Rabim seems to say you're chayev in rechitza, but the Rif uses the machlokas by Kfiya Samita. In other words, the machlokas of Kfiya Samita, like the Yerushalmi, will have the same issue by rechitza. So now, let me give you a little background to this, because we have to be mazbe this a little bit more. Because what was the Rambam's kasha? He says like this. There is a fundamental machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban. The Gemara in Ma'ariv Katan says beferish that the laws of Avelus do not take effect until Kavura. Right? The person is not an Avel until Kavura. Now we have machloksim. What if you're not accompanying the mace? The mace being buried in Israel. Okay, there are many situations. But certainly, if the mace dies here and is being buried here and I live here, I am not an Avel until Kavura. Until Kavura, I'm an Onen, but I'm not an Avel. Now, what are the laws that apply to an Onen? According to the Rambam, none of the laws of Avelus apply to an Onen. An Onen could wash. An Onen could wear shoes. An Onen has his own halachas, Asur B'Basur V'Yayin, which is not a law of Avelus at all, because an Avel is Mutter B'Basur V'Yayin. An Onen is Asur B'Basur V'Yayin, but the Onen has no laws of Avelus. He could wash, he could cut his hair, everything. Ramban, however, is Mechalik. The Ramban says an Onen is exempt from any of the positive mitzvos of an Avel. Just like he's exempt from any positive mitzvah like davening or shema. So an Onen does not have to be kaifa mita. An Onen does not have to do atifas harosh. But on the isurim of Avelus, such as rechitza, washing, ne'ilas a sandal, an Onen is mechuyev to keep. So according to the Rambam, an Onen is not obligated even in the negative commandments of Avelus. According to Ramban, an Onen is Nayek in the negative commandments of Avelus. So Memela like this. In the Rambam itself, we didn't get to the Rif yet, we'll prove what the Rif holds. In the Rambam himself, we see the following. If we pater an Onen from Kfiya Samita, I'm sorry, if we pater an Onen from Kfiya Samita, and we say that Suda Mafsekes has the din of an onay, like the Rambam, that would matir rechitza too, because if you're giving him the din of an onay is matir berechitza. So the Rambam would at least say, because the Rambam passes like the Rif, since the Sudam of Sekes doesn't have an isur of kfiyas, I'm sorry, doesn't have a chiyuv of kfiyas hamita, it'll be mutra lirchais. And that is why the Rambam will paskin mutra lirchais, even though in rechitza that seems to be a das yachid, because he's semech on the chachamim of kfiyas hamita. But like the Ramban, that's not going to work. Because like the Ramban, even if we accept he's putter from kfiyas hamita, because he's putter from the chiyuvim of Avelis, there would still be an Isser Rechitza because it has the Yisurim of Avelis. The Mela, the Ramban Lashitase, has a very excellent kasha. How can you be Saimeh on Kfiyas Hamita to Matur Rechitza? An Onen is Asur Berechitza, and Sudam of Sekis is an Aina. So the Ramban's understanding of Aninas had a good kasha on the Rif. But the Rif's own Havana may be exactly like the Rambam. Right? This is what the Brisker Rav says. Now, be it as it may, though, it turns out the following. Very, very interesting Chiddush LaHalacha.
Yes. Yeah. According to what you said, how does this explain how the Chachamim could argue on Rav Yossi, according to the Rif?
Which Chacham? The Chacham say what? No, the Chacham say you're not Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says you're Chayav in Kfiyas Hamita. But the Chacham... Oh, yeah. So you'd have to say, yeah. So, once again, I don't know what their swara would be. Either they didn't make it as Chomer as Aninas even. But, once again, once we accept the idea, that's what I say. Like the Ramban, you have to say, Behechrich, it's more Mekel than Aninas. If there's a Mandiyomer that says, you're Mutcher Berechitza. But that's why the Ramban actually paskins, you're Usher Berechitza. Remember, the Ramban paskins, you're Usher Berechitza. Yeah. So, based on this, the Brisker Rav says something, not in the Sefer, this is another psak, but it's Mamish Mekusher with this Torah. Very interesting to Chiddush. The Brisker Rav says, there is no Isser of Achilas Basar V'Yayin on Tisha B'Av. What's the pshat? Because if the aside of Isser Basar V'Yayin is the Aninus, that's Chal, by Suda Mafsekes, and when you move from the Sudam of Sekis into Tisha B'Av, you're going from Aninus into Avelus. An Avel, people don't realize this, an Avel is actually Mutter. An Avel, right? A person's an Avel, a person's sitting Shiva, he's allowed to have meat and wine, even if it's not Shabbos. So there, now, of course, I can't eat meat and wine on Tisha B'Av because it's a fast. But there's no Miyuchadike Isra Basar B'Yayin. Mimela, if somebody has to eat on Tisha B'Av because they're a chayla, muberes, emenika, although one should avoid luxury food, but if meat would help them, there's no reason not to eat meat or drink wine, because there is no miyuchadike iser of basar v'yayin on Tisha B'Av. Now, this is no gaya, actually, l'maisa, for Havdalah this year, because there's actually a little complication that people are not always aware of. We know that Tisha B'Av this year is it's a Nitcha, but makes no difference. It's mostly Shabbos. So we know that you're not allowed to eat or drink before Havdalah. So Motse Shabbos, we're only going to make Borei Morei Ho'esh, because that you can't do later. Borei can only be made Motse Shabbos, so we make that bracha. No, you don't. You see Atochan Antonu in Shimon Esrei. And if a woman didn't daven Ma'ariv, she must say, before she lights a candle, Baruch HaMavdil Ben Kodesh L'chol. But we don't say the Pesukim. Hinei Kel Yishua. Absolutely not. No. It's just the candle. Baruch Atah Hashem L'chem Al-Cholam, Borei Ma'orei Hesh. You learn that from the Or. The psukim, the bracha for sure you don't say, and even the psukim are not super pasuk Tisha B'Av. Like Hudim Ha'isayir B'Simcha, yeah, you don't say it on Tisha B'Av. And people might make a mistake here. I was once at somebody's house in Connecticut, and he acted so quickly I wasn't able to stop him. He made this mistake, and it's a natural mistake. He knew he had to fast on Tisha B'Av, but he also knows he has to make Havdalah, so he began Tisha B'Av with making Havdalah over a cup of wine, he drank the wine, and then said, okay, now we're going to begin the fast of Tisha B'Av. Okay, you know, it's not a totally crazy mistake. A person could fall into that. But Avada, but you're not going to fall into that, right? So that you can't do. So what's going to happen for us? So if we're zochet to fast, correctly. So when Tisha B'Av is over, we then take wine. This year you can take wine because it's not the 10th of Av anymore. You know? And we make hamavlo ben kadosh lechayel ben ar lechayshech hamavlo kadosh lechayel. Now, the problem, b'sum in the minig is not to take, but you're allowed to take b'sum. What?
Is it the 10th of Av anymore, or is it
something else? No, because the fast this year is on the 10th of Av.
Right. So is it 10th of Av?
No, but when you're making Havdalah, though, it's the 11th of Av. Yeah. Now, the problem is this. Let's say you have a woman or a man, for that matter, but usually it'll tend to be women that are pregnant or nursing, whatever the heter they have is, but assuming they have a heter to eat. So they can eat on Tisha B'Av, right? They can eat on Tisha B'Av. You don't even have to be machmer on the shiurim like Yom Kippur. You don't eat more than you have to eat, but you don't have to measure it. The question is, though, they're not allowed to eat without Havdalah. So even if the tainus is mutter, they have to be makya. Now, ideally, if there's a katan, they could be matin the kaist to a katan, but if there's no katan around, so they actually drink. So the question is, should they be makbid to make Havdalah like a 9 days on beer or chamar medina? Or can they make it on grape juice? So the Brisker Rav, they say b'shem the Brisker Rav, that there's no reason not to do it on grape juice or wine, because Basar V'Yayin is not Asur on Tisha B'Av. Now, my only question is this. My only question I would ask is, well, good. I understand Me'ikir Adin, it's not Asur on Tisha B'Av, because it's not Asur during the 9 days. But, if you hold the minhag of not eating basar and yayin, and that is extended not only for the 9 days, but it even includes the 10th of Av until Chatzos, then l'chayra mitam the minhag gufa, at least if she's making Havdalah before Chatzos, you wouldn't be allowed to. But there the answer would be that the minhag doesn't apply to a chayla at all. She could have meat during the 9 days. It's only the din of the Gemara that we're concerned about, and that the Brisker Rav is machadesh does not apply to Tisha B'Av. Very big kiddush. Tisha B'Av, there's no issue of eating meat or drinking wine. Yeah.
Even if there's no issue of eating meat and drinking wine, Tisha B'Av, is that because you're bringing it up?
Yeah.
But it's still the minhag for 9 days.
No, no, that's...
You're right.
So that's what I'm telling you. That any person who is allowed to eat on Tisha B'Av is not subject to the minhag of the 9 days either, because they're a chayla. But makam chayla, we don't have the yisur of the 9 days. In other words, that's even more of a magic.
What about the Brisker Rav? Why is it? But the Brisker Rav said, if a person eat not a chayla, let's say... I understand the question of the Brisker Rav. Even if the person is now an avo, and therefore he's allowed to eat and drink wine,
yes,
but he's still during the 9 days, so he can't. Without saying he's a
chayla,
he doesn't have to keep the
minhag. No, you're correct. First of all, if he wouldn't be a chayla, he'd have to fast, so it wouldn't be okay for 9 days. I understand. But we're talking about once he's in a matzav of chayla that would allow him to eat on Tisha B'Av, may high time a gufa, the minhag doesn't apply either. You know, I agree. What you're saying is correct. All I'm saying is that the thing that gets him out of the tainus will memela get him out of the 9 days. As well.
This year, I can find the source of it. Maybe.
Yeah.
It was explained that Tisha B'Av is actually not part of the 9 days or 3 weeks. It's one day past.
So the question is this, though. You could think about that. You could actually say a svara. The 9 days ends Tisha B'Av. But then the problem is our minhag is mamshechet till Chatzos of the 10th. So you got a problem, because then you're going to say 9 days stops and then it just comes back afterwards.
It does skip Tisha B'Av, because we do treat it like Yom Tov.
It might be. You're actually saying it's from maybe because it's a Mayed, that's a new Svara. Also Mayed, it's like, gee, if I didn't have to fast, I should celebrate it with Basar V'Yayin. That's a Madnazach.
It's a Mayed, it's the question.
It's Mavato V'Yavelos, yeah. Yeah. Well, they say, and this is why after Chatzos, in fact, it's interesting that I'm looking into Kinos a little bit. That you know, Rabbi Elazar Kalir was the mechaber of most of the Kinos that we say. We have a few from other mechaber, and apparently he wrote a whole bunch. He wrote a whole bunch more, but he also wrote a whole genre called Nechamais, meaning along with the Kinos, he wrote Tefillos of Nechamas. And the intention was that they would be said during Tisha B'Av, but the Minag Ashkenaz was to drop the Nechamas, because Tisha B'Av was a Zman of Avelis, and to emphasize, although we do have at the very end of the Kinos, we have just one little paragraph of Nechamas, but we don't talk about Nechamas that much. But there's a machlekes in the Gaonim about Nachem. Right? We say the tefillah of Nachem in Shemone Esrei, but we only say it in Mincha. We don't say it in Ma'ariv and Shachris. So it's a machlekes Gaonim. Some Gaonim say you say Nachem in every single tefillah. Our minhag is we only say it Mincha, which is after Chatzais. And they go into the whole Swara, that it's only after Mincha that you're permitted already to lift some of the laws of Avelis as you're coming towards the end of the day, and the same heter to sit on a chair after Mincha, and the same heter of Asiyas Melacha after Mincha, and the heter of and Nachem. So you see, it's already a Zman of Nechama, but until then we don't. In fact, Rav Soloveitchik wants to say a cheshbon. He brings from the Gaonim. He brings from the Gaonim, Rav Chai Gaon, a lashon that just like in Hilchos Avelis we always say Miktzis Hayom Kekulei. So he says on Tisha B'Av we say Miktzis Hayom Kekulei on the Dine Avelis, although not on the Din Tainis. So of course you have to fast the whole day, but that's not an Avelis, that's a Din of Tainis. But the laws of Avelus get lifted after Chatzais based on Miktzis Hayom Kekulei. But that's a pella. First of all, Miktzis Hayom Kekulei is not mechayev you to go till Chatzais. When you're sitting the last day of Shiva, 1 minute in the morning is good enough. Second of all, what is Rav Chai Gaon saying? Can I put on shoes after Chatzais? Can I wash after Chatzais? I mean, you're certainly not saying a real Miktzis Hayom Kekulei on some things, sitting basically. And saying Nachem. But it's madness, Rav Chai Gaon can't mean a real concept of Miktzis Hayom Kekulei, but it's used. It's used a little bit as a svara to be makel on some of the inyanim of Avelis. But apparently, Rav Elazar Kalir, which was an earlier minhag of Eretz Yisrael, apparently they were mitztaref the concept of Nechama throughout Tisha B'Av. In other words, they had Nechamas along with the Kinas. And they also say in the Siddur of Amram Gaon, Amram Gaon was the first official Siddur, they said Slichais on Tisha B'Av with Yud Gimel Midas of Rachamim, which is also a Bechina of Nechama, because you're mispalel to Hashem.
Except people still do it. They still do it.
The young people still do it? Yeah, I'm not aware of it.
Italian, the people who still have.
Okay, okay, the Italian, right. The Italian rite is very interesting. They're like, they really preserve things that go back, you know, thousands of years that nobody else does. Yeah, but Rav Amram Gaon and Rav Sadia Gaon have many, many slichas, maybe even before Rav Elazar Kalir, they had many, many slichas for Tisha B'Av.
Yeah. In case you were talking about before, the woman who needs to eat on Tisha B'Av,
yeah,
and needs Abdallah, just wondering if a man should move to her, if she should drink.
So, but then she would drink, I mean.
Yeah.
Why, because a woman shouldn't, well, what's the mila there? What's the mile of the man?
No, everyone's getting Abdallah. Maybe she might not be able to mostly men. No?
She cannot be my... Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't get your case. Your case is a man and a woman have to eat?
Just a woman has to eat. But if
no, so if a woman has to eat, so what's the mile of the man being my here?
I thought the reason they were pushing off Abdallah till after Tisha B'Av is because of the reason because of eating, drinking. So now that someone has to drink anyway, might as well be Mabdil from Shabbos in a way.
Oh. So you're saying if somebody's going to eat, so let a man make havdalah and then be matim the kais to a woman that has to eat? I mean, if you're going to go with that cheshbon, then I can ask you a question. So why don't we make havdalah and be matim the kais to a katan? I mean, if you're telling me that would be enough of a reason that even though I can't drink, it's kedai to make havdalah, then lechayra, even if a woman, there's not a woman who has to drink, you can do the same thing. So vice to chais that we still don't do that, and there's no problem for a woman to make havdalah. Some people raise the question: a woman's not supposed to drink from havdalah. That's true, but only if someone is maisir. If a woman makes havdalah herself, for sure she drinks. Yeah.
Can we sit in the morning on Sunday morning on the chair? It has to be low.
I understand, but that's the day that all the laws of Tisha B'Av apply, except maybe for a bris. I mean, a nitcha has all the halachas, and some say even more. Some say that a Tisha B'Av which is nitcha is more chomer than any other tainus which is nitcha, because the Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan said that if he would have been in the door of the Chorban, he would have made the tainus on the 10th, because most of the mikdash was burnt on the 10th. So the Svarim say that even though we're kaveh on the 9th, when it's a nitche, we treat the 10th as if it is the actual date. So even the kulas that you might have, for example, by regular nitche, we actually permit the avi haben by a mila on a nitche. Let's say Shivas Rebbe Thomas. If Shivas Rebbe Thomas is Shabbos, like this year, and you're fasting on a Sunday, if there is a bris, so the suda you make after the tainus, of course, but the avi haben and the sandik and some say even the mayo, they're actually allowed to eat. They're actually allowed to eat because it's their yomtiv is daicha, the tainus.
Do they make a bracha and they drink a kosher yain? Do they have to?
The minhag is not to, but they're allowed to. Yeah. But by Tisha B'Av shenitcha, it may be more chomer, not because Tisha B'Av is generally more chomer, that's true also, but because of a specific cheshbon that the Yom HaChorban was Asiri, and therefore you're machmer. By the way, I saw Rav Shlomo Zalman, a very interesting psak. This is very good for people with back trouble sitting on low benches. He taught us that the din of a low bench just means lower than usual. See, many people think, but most people say it has to be a sheer level. It has to be three tefachim or less than three tefachim, so it's buttled to the ground, which is, you know, it's a little hard for including myself. It's a little difficult. He says no, there's no sheer. Even for another, he says it is not a sheer of lovehood. Just means lower than usual. So it'll be a little lower than usual, recognizably lower. He says,
He's arguing with other poskim?
No, I think he is arguing with other poskim. I think many poskim say it's a sheer lovehood. Another shaila you have is, how do you cheshbon raised floors? It's nagar with the orin. You know, you have a raised floor. Okay? So, if I sit on a raised floor, you know, I'm sitting as high as I would in a chair, but I'm sitting on the floor, right? So do you look at it like, oh, it's a new floor, and I'm sitting less than three tefachim from the floor? Or do you say, no, it's six tefachim above the main floor? So nice, and that we are making, which Baruch Hashem makes it a lot easier.
You can sit on a bed, like, if your feet are pulled up?
Huh?
You can sit on a bed if your feet are pulled up?
Well, pulled up what?
Onto the bed. Like, yeah. The bed as if it was the floor.
Yeah, that's correct. You could, yeah, you could, yeah. As long as your feet are not on the ground, so you're not using it as a chair. So there are studim to be makel on the raised floor, and then Rav Orbach says even a chair that's a little lower than usual would be matzah. Another chiddush he had, I saw, just an interesting leniency. People ask, if you have to take medicine, whether it's pill or whatever, you have to take medicine. So the etzem medicine itself is usually a dover mar. If it's not a chewable, flavored thing, it's either bitter tasting or has no taste. So the emes is, taking medicine, putting aside this refu on Yom Kippur, is not only mutter on Tisha B'Av, it's even mutter on Yom Kippur. To take medicine, putting aside refu, I mean that, but it's not a bitul atainus. But people always say, but what if I need water? What if I need water for the medicine and the like? So on Yom Kippur, we're very, very makvit not to take water. And if we do take water, if you have to take water and you have to take the medicine, I don't mean sakana, but you have to take the medicine for antibiotics or something. So the etzah we give is you put pepper in that, you put cayenne pepper in the water, so you make it not royally achila. And eichlin that are not royally achila is at most an isra drabanan and b'makam chayli, the Chachamim were not geyser. So that's what we do on Yom Kippur. That's the Hanukkah for Yom Kippur. But Rav Shlomo Zalman says, even for Tisha B'Av, says you're not mechuyev. Since a chayla is allowed to take medicine, if you're a chayla, seriously ill, so he says the water that you need for the medicine is not nichlal in the isser of the tainus. So he says you can take. He says you can take the water without the pepper. Now, not on Yom Kippur, but for Tisha B'Av, he says you can take the water without the pepper. So that's.
The same story
for the pepper. The one thing is not part of the tainus. I don't know. You have to be mind. Just Yom Kippur is an isser d'oraisa. So you know, I'm not sure how. I didn't see him say it by Yom Kippur, and he didn't mention it by Yom Kippur. So it could be the makam to be makam to be machmer. Okay. So but those are two halachas that were interesting that he said. Okay, and then maybe a second. Yeah.
We don't say tachanun, right?
We don't say tachanun, right?
So, in that same sefer, Shulchan Aruch says we don't say tachanun. It's not as if it's lichus either.
Yeah.
So, what is the Siddur of
Rambam?
What is the
Siddur
of
Rambam? Well, the Siddur of Rambam was before the Shulchan Aruch.
Well.
Yeah, obviously there were different minhagim. I mean, the hachra of the paiskim is not to say slichas or tachanun, but although there is a kasha, on Shabbos we're not going to say tzidkas chetzedek, and the normal swara is you never say tzidkas chetzedek on a day that b'chol you don't say tachanun, and since I don't say tachanun erev Tisha B'Av by minchin, I certainly don't say it on Tisha B'Av because it's a mayeh. So we don't say tzidkas chetzedek either because the tzidah kadin is connected to tachanun. So here somebody asks a very, very, very excellent kasha. He says, somebody asked this kasha. That is, if chas v'shalom is an actual mace on Erev Tisha B'Av, and you're doing a levaya, you actually do say tzidah kadin. You say tzidah kadin, the Shulchan Aruch says. You say tzidah kadin. So the question is, Tzidkas Chetzedek, which is like a historical Siddur Kadin for the Betira of Moshe, Yosef, and David, why should that be more chomer? In other words, it's no teretz to say, well, since I don't say Tachanun, I don't say Siddur Kadin, because I do say Siddur Kadin. So if I say real Siddur Kadin, then why shouldn't I say Tzidkas Chetzedek? It's a good kasha. Why are we mechalek between... In other words, what you see is that the correlation between Siddur Kadin and Tachanun Bedavka is not a correlation for Erev Tisha B'Av. So why does it correlate for Tzidkascha? It's true you don't say Tachanun. But if you say Siddur Kadin, one would assume Tzidkascha is closer to Siddur Kadin than it is to Tachanun proper. So that's a good kasha to think about. I'll give you one more liturgical kasha, which is a really stark kasha. It's almost it's hard to figure out a teretz for this. In fact, when I in my early years as a rav, when I didn't study the luach so well, minhagim the base kenesis, which is rav has to know that very, very well. So after kriya satayra Tisha B'Av morning, there's say chatzi kaddish like always, but I thought about it. I said, Misfara, there shouldn't be a Chatzi Kaddish. So I actually stopped them from saying a Chatzi Kaddish. But then I was wrong. The halacha is we say a Chatzi Kaddish. So, and that's what you do. Every minhag says a Chatzi Kaddish. But achar kach matzasi, that Rabbi Kiveger blabs by a tzorichi in Gadol, that there should not be a Chatzi Kaddish there. So my instinct was right, although my halacha was wrong. And this is the kasha that he asks. It's really a gavaldig kasha, really just to figure this out liturgically. Normally, let's say Monday and Thursday, okay, we make a chatzi kaddish after three aliyahs because we ended kriya satira. When you end kriya satira, you make a chatzi kaddish. That's a normal rule. Okay, now, let's think about this Shabbos morning. Shabbos morning, you read seven aliyahs, then you say chatzi kaddish, then you have maftir, and Haftira. Now, why do you have Maftir? Why don't you just have seven aliyahs, Kaddish, and then Haftira? So the Gemara says that although the Maftir is not one of the seven aliyahs, it's seven aliyahs and the Maftir, but you are mechuyev to have the Maftir read a chelik of the Torah, either because it's a bizayin to the mafter just to have neviim without Torah, so we give him Torah, or lehepech, it's a bizayin of the Torah that you're machshev the neviim separate without a kriyas haTorah. But in order to indicate that the mafter is not one of the seven oilim, we interpose a chasi kaddish between the seven kairim and the mafter, right? But it's very important. It has to be between Shvi and Maftir. It's not between Maftir and Haftira. Because you can't separate the Maftir and the Haftira. You can only separate the seven Aliyahs. That is why, for example, on a Taina Sibur by Mincha, you don't make, where you only have three Aliyahs and Haftira, you don't make a Kaddish after the Kriya, because you can't be Mafsik between a Kriya and a Haftarah. You have to have a Kriya connected to a Haftarah. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, Tisha B'Av morning, you have three Aliyahs and a Haftarah. I mean, think about this. What is the difference between Tisha B'Av Shacharis and Tisha B'Av Mincha? It's the same thing. Three Aliyahs and a Haftarah. And you never interpose a Chatzi Kaddish between the last Aliyah you can't do a Kaddish before the last Aliyah, because you can't have a Chatzi Kaddish till you've completed your required Aliyahs. And you can't do a Chatzi Kaddish between the Aliyah and the Haftarah, because that's the Takana, that the Maftir has to be connected, the Haftarah has to be connected to the Torah. And by Mincha, that's exactly what we do. We don't recite a Chatzi Kaddish till we put back the Sefer Torah. Shabbos Mincha. Okay, well, Shabbos Mincha, there's no Haftarah. They're for sure. But Shabbos, not Shabbos, Mincha of Atainis. Mincha of Atainis, three Aliyahs, Haftarah, put back the Sefer, Chatzi Kaddish, before Shemone Esrei. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, the same thing should be true for Tisha B'Av morning. The only thing that bothers me is he doesn't say exactly what I'm saying. I would have said, what you should do Tisha B'Av morning should be exactly what you do Tisha B'Av Mincha. Three Aliyahs, Haftarah, return the Sefer Torah, say Chatzi Kaddish. He said what you would do in the morning is three Aliyahs, Haftarah, say Chatzi Kaddish after Haftarah. Which never, there's never any place at all that we do that, but that's what he does. That I'm not sure, I don't understand why he says that. It would seem to me we ought to say Chatzi Kaddish after we put back the Sefer, but maybe Le'anias Daiti, I would say a Svara, since when you put back the Sefer, you end with the Pasuk, Hashiveinu Hashem Eilecha V'Nashuva, Chadei Shemeinu K'kedem, which is mamish the last Pasuk of Eicha. You don't want to be mafsik between putting back the Sefer and Eicha, so the Chatzi Kaddish you would move after the Haftarah. Mashenken, in the regular Tainus, we would move it to before Shemona. That's only my own speculation. But Rabbi Akiva Eiger actually says, he advised by Yitzharichian, that we ought to say the Chatzi Kaddish after the Haftarah and not after the Kriya. Yeah.
And then a
master. So the question is, why don't you add an extra aliyah? Yeah, so the reason is, the Mishnah in Megillah says that any day that only has three aliyahs, you're not allowed to be maisif. That's what it says. I don't know why exactly, because the Gemara doesn't even give a reason, but it says, haysafis are only permitted when you have the five of Yom Tif, and some are not night, and the six of Yom Kippur, and the seven of Shabbos. Haysafis are not permitted for the three and the four, the three of Tainus or Monday and Thursday, Shabbos Mincha, and the four of Chol HaMoed and Rosh Chodesh. So Haysafis are not permitted, so you don't have that. You don't have that option. He says, yeah.
What if on Shabbos you would, if on Shabbos you need the Torah?
Yeah.
And say the read the Torah.
Right.
And then you wouldn't say Kaddish. Let's say you struck out Kaddish.
Yep.
You wouldn't say it. And you would say the Haftarah.
Yep.
Would you say a Kaddish after that?
Yes, you would. You would.
So can't that be what Rabbi Baker said, you do this over here? He said, you have three aliyahs. Say the Haftarah Kaddish. But let's say the Kaddish.
Well, I guess the question is, if you look at Shabbos morning, and why do we have two Chatzi Kaddishes? Let's say we have a regular, we have one Chatzi Kaddish after Kriya, then we do the Haftarah, then we say Yikum Purka and we say Ashrei, then we put back the Torah, then we say another Chatzi Kaddish. So you're saying that the Seder Advarim is... And why the Chatzi Kaddish like divides different segments. Now, Shabbos Mincha, they say Shabbos Mincha, you don't make. In fact, let's take Shabbos Mincha is a good question. Why don't you make a Chatzi Kaddish after the Kriya Satori of Shabbos Mincha? This is Stam of Akasha. I mean, I make it after, there's no Haftarah. I make it after the Kriya of Monday and Thursday. Right? So why can't I make it after the Kriya of Shabbos? So the answer must be this. The answer must be, the chiluk is that if I were to make a Chatzi Kaddish after Kriya, then the only thing that's left for me to do is to put back the Sefer Torah. But that's not enough of a separate service, because that's Tafel. In other words, Bishlamash in the morning, the pshat is I have Ashrei. Ashrei is like a separate tefillah that can have its own Chatzi Kaddish. But it's not shaykh to have a Chatzi Kaddish on Haitzah v'Hachnasa. So if I would make the Kaddish earlier, I wouldn't be able to make the Chatzi Kaddish before the Shemone Asrei. So Memela, I move it to encompass all of the Kriya Satari. In other words, you see the Lumbus here. The Lumbus basically is that when the only Shnit I have before Shemone Asrei is Kriya Satari, I delay the Chatzi Kaddish till after Haitzah v'Hachnasa. But when I have other tefillos in addition to Haitzah v'Hachnasa, then I have a Chatzi Kaddish before those tefillos and a Chatzi Kaddish after those tefillos. That would be the svara for there. So normally, unless you have an Ashrei or whatever it is, you would move the Chatzi Kaddish till after Hachnasas Sefer Torah. Okay, Bidas Abay, Amit Hashem, this should not be Nogal Maisa. Hopefully there'll be Binyan Habayas, and Sunday will not even be a Kriya Satira day. So the next Kriya would be Monday in Yerushalayim HaBenuya.